We are joined now in the studio by Melissa Driver Beard. She's the executive director of the Cora Food Pantry. Great local organization. CoraFoodPantry.org is the website, and that's C-O-R-A, CoraFoodPantry.org. Here to talk about the food pantry, but also a golf tournament that's coming up in a little bit more than a week. So, Melissa, thanks for being here with us in the studio today. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing good. So, for people who don't know, tell us about Cora Food Pantry. Who are you and what do you do?
Sure. So Cora Food Pantry has been in Pittsburgh for almost 30 years now. Our mission is really pretty simple, and that's to create a community without hunger. We work to feed the citizens in Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas in Chatham County who need food assistance and are facing food insecurity. Last year alone, I think we served around 10,000 people. So there's a real need, and we're there to try to help fill in those gaps.
How long have you been with them?
I'm brand new. I've only been on board for a little over 3 months
now. Wow.
So I'm new to the organization, but not new to the nonprofit world.
Yeah.
But it's been nice to do work in my own backyard, and the volunteers and staff and board and the families that we work with have all been wonderful.
What is it that brought you to Cora? There's got to be something about the mission that really spoke to you in particular.
Well, primarily, I was really pleased to see that I would be working with an organization that was working on a mission that was so locally focused. I've spent a lot of time over the last decade in international development, and really like to know now that I'm doing something so close to home and addressing a need that's so pervasive throughout Chatham County and many of the other counties in North Carolina.
What are some of the programs that Cora does?
We have three main programs. One is our main program. It's Food Pantry. Mm-hmm. We, like I said, serve around 10,000 people a year. We also have another program called Snack, which picks up where Backpack leaves off. A lot of folks have heard of the Backpack program that's operated in different ways through different school systems. And we work with about eight of those programs in Chatham County. But Snack, like I said, picks up where that leaves off so that we're able to provide around 1,400 children over the summer with breakfast, lunches, and snacks over the entire 10 weeks of summer so that they're not going hungry. The statistics show that about one in every five children in Chatham County go to bed hungry every night, and that's something that we'd like to make sure doesn't happen.
That's staggering. And I know we've talked with a bunch of people on the air about this, just how important it is when you get into the summertime and you don't get the lunch or the breakfast that you get at school. You're without that, and that makes the problem even worse.
Exactly. And, you know, we've really got a great volunteer base that helps us support that program. I believe we're in about our ninth year on Snack, and we're working in 18 distribution sites throughout Chatham County to make sure that the food goes to where the children need it most.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the problem growing or getting bigger?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, normally nonprofits like to say that they're putting themselves out of business and that they're meeting the need, and I'm not sure that that's something that we'll do in exactly the near future. About 14% of the population in Chatham County lives at the poverty level, which is around $24,000 for a family of four. So you can only imagine trying to pay your rent and for food bills, for medication, for utilities, a cell phone, a car payment, all of those sorts of things for four people off of $24,000 a year. Mm. Fortunately, because of the way we're set up, we can operate under USDA food stamp guidelines so that we can serve families who are making roughly $49,000 for a family of four. So we're able to do more and provide families with about a half a million pounds, a half a million meals over the last year.
And that's really significant, too, that you could be making double the poverty rate and still need a lot of assistance.
Sure, sure. And we see a significant number of senior citizens come mm-hmm. in who are facing the choice between medication or food. We see a large part of the African American and Hispanic populations coming in who might be employed but are underemployed mm-hmm. and just simply aren't making enough to make ends meet. And you know, I think it's really great that we don't see people taking advantage of the system at all. When I go with families through the pantry, I'm always impressed that they'll repeatedly say, well, I've got enough. I've got what I need. Somebody else needs that more than I do, or the pantry's really full today. Make sure somebody else gets that. So it's a really caring group, and they're really conscious of what their needs are and try to take only what they need and give back to the community as well.
What makes Cora unique?
One of the things I think that makes us really unique is that for a local food pantry, we're open 5 days a week from 10 to 2, or really anytime anybody's at the door. We also offer choice. And what that means is most food pantries, if you show up, you get a box or a bag of food that's been predetermined for you. We're set up a little bit like a grocery store, so that if a family member comes in, they're able to actually shop, like going through a grocery store, and can pick out the fruits and veggies they want, or the fresh produce, bakery items, proteins, meat, and they get to choose from really a pretty wide variety of food choices. And we work really hard to make sure that we focus on nutritious options. Often that's not an option for people who may be low income and they're just trying to buy the most food that they can for the least amount of money. But we focus on providing low sugar, low sodium, low fat, those sorts of options so that we can make sure that our families are getting the nutrients that they need as well as the amount of food that they need.
We're speaking with Melissa Driver Beard again. CoraFoodPantry.org is the website if you want more information about the pantry and the work that they do all the time. I know we've got a golf tournament coming up at Governor's Club on October 15th. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're really excited. This is going to be our first annual golf tournament, and it's really getting off the ground in a major way. Our development committee as well as our development director has done a fantastic job. We're already at over 100 players. It'll be at Governor's Club. There's still the opportunity to register to play until the 10th of October or to sponsor or donate or join us for dinner. We're expecting a great day. I'm hoping the weather will hold and that maybe it won't be 88 degrees, but you know, maybe a lovely 78 and sunny and windy. But yeah, we're really excited about doing this for the first time. And, you know, hope to see a fantastic turnout there.
I still have a hard time kind of wrapping my brain around golf in October because I grew up in Michigan and my dad golfs, I golfed, everyone in my family did when I was growing up. And the season ends in early September. I mean, you don't, it's good, it's freezing cold in October, but here it's going to be nice.
Oh, welcome to the South. Yes, golf season goes all
year
round. I've
been here for 10 years. I'm still not going to get used to it. All right. So again, CoraFoodPantry.org, the website for more information, and get more information about the golf tournament there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. All right. And for people who want to help out, for people who want to donate or contribute or volunteer in any way, what can they do and where can they go?
Well, you can get a lot of that information off of our website as well, but we do have numerous volunteer opportunities all the way from working with our families to doing admin work, to stocking shelves, to going by restaurants and grocery stores to pick up the food that's been set aside to be donated to Cora. You can also host a food drive. We love it when individuals and organizations do that on our behalf. And of course, we're happy to take any and all donations. And again, that can be done really easily through our website.
Awesome. Anything else that people need to know?
Well, just check us out. Make sure that you donate to a really great cause. And, you know, please know that you'll be impacting people in your neighborhoods and people that live in your own backyard, so to speak. And come out and join us for golf and learn a little bit more about what Cora is all about.
It's the Cora Food Pantry. Find them online at CoraFoodPantry.org and go there to get more information about this inaugural golf tournament on Monday, October 15th at Governor's Club in Chapel Hill. You've got until next week, Wednesday the 10th, to register. Melissa Driver Beard, thank you so much.
Thank you.